You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, I'm Brett.
And I'm Steven.
And we are
the Broadway Husbands.
We're just your all-American married couple making their living in the arts and pursuing a growing family. On the Broadway Husbands podcast, we offer advice from our ordinary lives under extraordinary circumstances.
We are living proof that you can love who you love and love what you do. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss our weekly episodes. And if you really love us, make sure you leave a review on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. Take a screenshot and tag us on Instagram at Broadway Husbands.
Members of our Patreon get exclusive access to behind-the-scenes videos, blogs, and other perks, including free apparel and so much more. To become part of our Patreon family, go to patreon.com/Broadway Husbands.
On today's episode, we are going to talk about the unfortunate car accident that we were in.
What was Memorial Day weekend.
Two weeks ago now.
We were in a car accident, and it was so stressful.
Well, it scared
my God.
It was pretty shocking. Okay.
So here's what happened. And I feel like most of the time when we say to somebody, oh, our car got totaled, we were in a car accident, their first assumption is that we were driving terribly. Because like, maybe because they think we're New Yorkers or we're just, I don't know. But I'm like, no, it wasn't our fault.
We weren't even.
Steven was driving.
I was driving. We were stuck in basically bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Memorial Day, it was like Friday before Memorial Day.
It was standstill traffic on I-10, and
we were driving to my niece's graduation ceremony. It started at 7.
It was probably 5:30, quarter to 6.
Yeah, we were probably about an hour away, and the traffic was terrible.
And we were stopped. Like, we weren't even moving when it happened.
We were behind a semi-truck.
A big semi-truck.
And I think literally 30 seconds before the truck hit us, I put something in our Instagram stories and I was just like, oh, look, we're in traffic. And then we got hit.
Yeah. So somebody came from behind and basically rammed us really hard from my side, the back left side, and pushed us into the semi.
And so it
smashed the back left side and the front end completely. Threw me forward. I smacked my head on the top of the. I had a scab. It shocked that shit out of me. I mean, I was like,
okay. Let's just talk through.
So after this happened,
so this guy like comes out of nowhere, rear ends us, shoves us into this semi truck, and he's basically like in the car with us.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was like,
I'm like, what? And I'm like, what the hell? And the guy like motions that he's going to go around the semi truck and pull over on the side of the road. And so I'm like, Steven, pull over. And he's like, I can't. I'm like,
The car was like hard to drive.
Yeah.
There was tons of traffic. So there's cars like speeding in the right lane. No one of course stops. Everyone drives like total jerks here. But anyways.
So we get over into the side of the road and I immediately start calling 911. And
I was in shock. Steven, my whole body was like tingling from like hitting my head. And I was just like, what the hell just happened?
He was shaking, like
quivering
on the side of the road. And he was super nervous about the traffic too. So he just was like by the car and I'm trying to get information from the guy who doesn't have insurance.
Right.
Who's telling me he doesn't have insurance. And I'm like, what? And I'm on the phone with 911 and the woman on 911's like, do you need EMS? And I look at Steven, I'm like, do you need EMS? And he's like shaking and quivering. I'm like, yeah, just send
them. Well, I hit my head, so I wasn't sure. Like,
just send them just to be safe.
Anyways, they came very quickly. So, and they were very nice. And
the fire trucks and the EMS came like, really quick.
Bam.
The police took longer.
Yeah.
And this guy, and then also the guy in the semi-truck pulled over as well.
Everyone was very cooperative, I guess is the word.
And also they were all smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
Which I was like, what year is it?
Didn't you say that they asked you for a lighter?
A light. I was like, no, I don't have a light. Anyway, so the cops came. I'd never been in a car accident, so this was really good information for me to know. No like, the cops came, but I also tried to call our AAA health insurance, our car insurance. And I was on hold with them
for a long time,
to the cops.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out before they put the car on a tow truck, which I didn't beat that deadline. They got the car on a tow truck anyway.
And I will say the cops were so nice. Like, they were so friendly. Everyone was very, very nice. So they were able to get the car into the tow truck, and then
they took us to like a feeder road,
a safer place to be on the side of the road than I-10
to fill out the report. And again, everybody cooperated.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took us to this truck stop.
I don't even know where it was. I wish I could remember, but anyways, that's not important. And
we got to the truck stop, and it's like, you know, a truck stop in like the middle of Texas. And
yeah,
I was super nervous for us. We had all of our stuff with us. Yeah. We were dressed up to go to this graduation ceremony.
We had these like graduation banners.
With these banners and like, you know, happy graduation for Taylor. And, you know, and we had to call my dad, who was an hour away, who drove to pick us up. And we missed the ceremony.
We missed the ceremony, which sucked.
So we didn't really know what the next steps were. I mean, I remember asking the car insurance people, like, so what do I do next? And like, well, the car is going to go to this storage lot.
Basically. Not pound.
It's a storage lot, yeah. I guess. Which is like
like a graveyard for cars that got hit.
It was really interesting. Like, who goes into that business? Like, who owns that business?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to own a lot where cars are temporarily stored before the insurance companies take them apart for money.
So that was Friday night. And so we actually went to the lot where it was on Sunday just to get some of the like little things that we left behind in the car. And so it was super sad to see all of these destroyed cars. And I will say there were multiple of those like three-wheeler Batmobiles. I don't know if...
Motorcycles.
They're like things. Not motorcycles. But they're like... They look like Batmobiles, but they have like three wheels. There were so many. I mean, not that I didn't know that those were dangerous, but there were like between... Like, I think like eight of them I saw like in a row. I was like, clearly, yeah. Why are people driving those on the highway? Anyway, so we went, and then the car looked much more sad, much sadder.
We loved that car.
Yeah, because it was running so well. Like, we finally got all of the things fixed on it that needed to be fixed. And I was like, this thing could last two more years. I bet it could. And didn't. Anyways. It didn't.
So my sister-in-law and my twin brother had this extra car.
Thank God.
And they were like, you can just use that car. Yeah. But we were leaving from Mexico.
Yeah,
like,
we went on vacation.
The next day to go on vacation. So we were like, well, we don't need a car for now. We're just going to go on vacation, which felt weird.
It felt irresponsible. Brett at one point was like, should we just not go? I'm like... But then do what? Wait around for one phone call and not? No, we're going.
And I'm glad we went because it took them a week to deal with the car anyway.
Yeah. And by the time it was all done was like when we were coming back. Anyway.
So we got back. We borrowed my sister-in-law's car and we were like, okay, well, we need to get a new car. And of course, here's the thing. Whenever, especially here, every single person, I think it's honestly because we've lived in New York for so long, everyone wants to give us their advice on how to get a car. And while I appreciate it, it's like every single person is like, you need to do this, you need to do that. Even his parents in Pittsburgh are like, you need to do this, you need to do that. And my family's like, you should talk to,
you should do this. You're just the opposite.
You know, you should talk to this person's uncle who sells used cars, and you should get a used car and you'll save a bunch of money. And I'm like, We just were like, we need to make our own decision about what we want to do. Yeah. And so I put something on Instagram to our followers. I just made a little post like, anyone know any dealerships in Texas or anyone that works at a dealership in Texas? And one of our followers was like, oh, my nephew
yeah.
is a salesman at
Wiesner Buick dealership.
GMC. And it's in Conroe, which is like where our
like 10 miles from our house.
Yeah. So I was like, well, we could at least go talk to him. And we went and I texted him while we were in Mexico, and he was sending us some options, and we were just kind of looking and seeing what we wanted. I wouldn't say we did a ton of research, because honestly, we just needed a new car.
And we got a certain amount back from insurance, thank God.
And it's not like we were trying to get, like, you know, a Porsche.
Yeah. Or like, and basically we were just like, okay, great, we got this amount, we can use this amount for a down payment. Perfect. You know, and that's basically what happened. So
we had good credit, and we were like, we knew we could get financing.
Yeah.
So we went and met with him, and I know people wheel and deal, and so we were very cautious, but he also seemed to be very open and honest and upfront with us.
Yeah.
You know, he was like, I don't know why you would spend more to get this like car that's like 8 inches bigger when you could get this one, and it has more bells and whistles and it's cheaper.
Yeah.
And so we went with the Buick Encore GX 2021.
It's basically everything. No, I mean, listen, we've never bought a car, and basically we just need something that works and will be reliable. And this is really cute. It's so cute. And
well, so basically talk about like the process of going. It took us 6 hours.
Yeah. It did.
That was way too long. Somebody has to like fix this car selling situation. It was just way too long. I mean, there's just no reason we should have been there. There was definitely times where we were sitting around just waiting for something to happen.
And, yeah.
And you're spending so much money.
Yes. And although, I mean, to be fair, we also did test drive like
four
vehicles. So, I mean, that's partly why we were there too for a long time. But yeah, there was a lot of waiting. I mean, we were there from 11 to what time did you leave?
5:30.
Because I had to leave at 4:20 because I had to teach. Anyways, and then I got stuck in traffic, and it was a whole thing.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Anyways,
But just like buying a house, which I think we talked about in a previous episode, there's so many, like, they're trying to upsell you on all these things. You need to add OnStar. You need to add this. You need to add that, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, we just need a car that we can drive. But so the way it works, which I didn't know, is you can go and test drive cars, like whatever, like you can do that. And then once you've like picked the car you want with whatever finishes you want, and from what I understand, like you can always see online the inventory that each dealership has. Mm-hmm. So you can actually, if you know what you want, you can look and see if they have it on the lot. And then you don't even have to go. You could just call them and be like, I want this car. Mm-hmm. Have it ready for me. I'm going to come test drive it.
And that's basically what we sort of did.
I mean, we were like, we want to get this Encore GX. We want it with this color, this interior, la, la, la. So we went, he had it waiting. We test drove it. I was like, let's just see a size up. We test drove that.
It was just too big.
We didn't need that big of a car. And then we test drove a couple used cars just to see. And I was like, you know, just getting a new car would be great for us
for now.
And you get all these incentives because they had a kind of a large inventory of these Encore GXs. I think they want to get them off the lot before September when the new lines come out. So they were giving like rebates and incentives and all these things. Mm-hmm. So once you pick the car you want, you then go inside and negotiate the price. That was something I wish we'd been a little bit better prepared to do.
Yeah, I had no idea that that
because was. Because it felt like all of a sudden this relationship with this guy, we were having fun, like test driving cars, then became like this, I don't want to be a cheapskate, but I also don't want to like over.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, it was,
And he has to go to his manager and get approval. So I feel like we probably could have negotiated a little bit harder on what we paid, but I'm also,
not on what we paid. But on like, it was weird. It wasn't even about the price. It was about like
the monthly payment.
Like you could basically like name your monthly payment, which I had no idea that you could do that. I was like, oh, okay. And so I was just like, well, this price then, you know. Anyways, so that was definitely a new experience. I've never had, I mean, I guess I've negotiated a lot of things, but not that. So I wasn't ready for that at all.
No. Yeah, so that kind of caught us off guard, which is probably exactly what they want.
Yeah.
And then we, after we negotiated that, we waited for like, I don't know, an hour and a half. I mean, it was a long time.
It was a long time.
Before you then go into a room with a guy
where then we felt
going to sign all the paperwork where you basically sign your whole life away.
No.
It was a lot of paperwork.
You know, it is a lot of paperwork, but it, you know, it's not more than a house, you know.
That's true. So then we basically now have committed ourselves. But what's great about getting a new car and what was great about this dealership is there's a 7-year warranty or 125,000 miles. Mm-hmm. I think it's extendable at some point too if you want.
Yeah.
And
then they also have that other warranty through the dealership.
What are you talking about?
But I don't know all of the details of that one, like offhand.
What do you mean?
There was another like dealership deal, like remember?
Well, we got the warranty, and right, then there's some other like bonuses, safety things, yeah, like the red alert thing, and there's like these other like bonuses that you get, which is great. But I feel good about it. I feel like we got a new car, and we're gonna
it's a perfect size
have it for a while.
You know, we didn't intentionally get another blue car. But it's blue.
It's a dark blue, though.
Moon blue, midnight blue, if you will. It has a very large moon roof in it, which sold me, and the interior colors sold me as well. And I am so happy with it.
And we drove it. Our first long trip yesterday.
We went to Austin
for Pride.
It's so smooth.
Yeah.
It has all these amazing safety features on it. The cruise control, you can set it and you set the speed and it'll go that speed. And if there are cars like too close, it'll just automatically slow down.
It's really
cool. It'll keep you in the lane if you like go a little, you know, like if you go in a big circle on the highway, like to get off, it'll like do weird things because, you know, obviously it's really hard to stay in the, like right in the lane for that.
Yeah, there's all these like really cool instinctive things it does that I've never had before. And like just the fancy thing of like you just push a button and the back hatch opens, yeah, or like
because Bluebell didn't have that.
No. And you can also customize the seats and the mirrors depending on who's driving. You can just push a button, yeah, and it'll set all of those things. And then of course being able to have GPS like on the screen, not right, just not on your phone. Yeah. So nice.
Because our car was so old, we couldn't do any of that stuff. So it has been such a good upgrade. Such a relief, actually. And I feel so much safer on the road too. I'm still very traumatized by the accident, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
So not that I've ever been a nonchalant driver, but I'm even more like
he's a very anxious driver in general.
I mean, have you driven in Houston? Have you seen the ways people drive? It is crazy.
But then you get into a car accident and his anxiety is just
it's
like
worse.
I'm like, no one was bleeding. There were no contusions.
Well,
there was no like,
it could have been bad.
It could have been bad, but it wasn't.
Anyways,
bad.
We were very lucky.
So we were very lucky. We were able to get a new car.
Yeah. We're like, thank God for insurance. And also thank God for the guy that sold me the car insurance, because he, you know, did the best version of everything that he could do, because I remember he specifically said to me, he was like, well, I need to give you this, this, and this, because, you know, 1 in 4 drivers in Houston drive without insurance. So you need, you know, he gave me whatever he gave me. And I didn't understand really what
full
he meant
coverage.
At the time. Full coverage. Because for this exact reason, because we got hit by somebody who had no insurance. Like,
yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
That's another story. But anyway, you know what I mean? So we're just super grateful. The car is good. It's good. I couldn't believe how excited I got about getting a new car. I mean, and also, like, I didn't realize how old the other car was until you get a new one. You're like, oh, wow.
And the loan is, like, not bad. It's 3% interest.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's okay.
And yeah. I think we'll be able to
pay it off sooner than later.
Yeah,
for sure.
So here we are. We've bought a house. We bought a car.
Crazy.
Our lives are completely different.
Are they? I don't know that they're completely different.
There's no subway.
Well, that is true. That is very true. That is very true. And
and you're not going to a show or auditions, like, in person.
In person.
Our whole lives are,
like,
totally
everything
different.
Is, like, totally different. Like, I'm talking to a camera. I feel like we're always doing things
I'm
on
always
camera.
On the computer or always on the camera.
So I guess things are a little different.
It's very different.
Yeah. Thanks, pandemic.
Thanks for listening to the Broadway Husbands podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. And while you're at it, leave a review on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on.
Don't forget to check out Broadway Life Apparel and our new designs that are released every month. Thanks to our Patreon patrons. Don't forget to join our family by going to patreon.com/Broadway Husbands.
And a big shout out to the Broadway Podcast Network. Go to bpn.fm/husbands to check out the wide array of Broadway themed podcasts for your listening pleasure. And on this podcast, we encourage you to love who you love
and love what you do.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Suffs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suffs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.